Mr. President, at the beginning of this conference, my delegation expressed our conviction that with collective political will, states' parties can take decisive steps to uphold this convention and affirm its place in the 21st century despite difficult political circumstances. We saw that political will at this conference, Mr. President. Even as they remained faithful to their principled positions, the vast majority of delegations here transcended regional and ideological lines to work together, listen to one another, and work tirelessly to hammer out a compromise and took a stand to defend the true spirit of multilateralism. The fruit of their effort was a reasonably ambitious and balanced proposal for a substantive outcome that would have decisively brought this convention forward. We regret that despite our best efforts, certain rigidities placed limits upon our collective work. We are concerned with our inability to agree on a document reflecting our collective review of our efforts to implement the convention for these past 5 years. Yet while the modest outcome we managed to achieve today falls significantly short of our collective aspirations, it provides us with a sufficient platform to carry on. The establishment of the working group constitutes a pathway for concrete measures that will strengthen the convention, including a possible recommendation to initiate a negotiation on a comprehensive legally binding protocol that includes verification and compliance mechanisms. This remains our aspiration. We urge all delegations here to continue to work towards this vision in time for the convention's 50th anniversary. Our collective challenge is to make the special conference happen in 2025. It is unfortunate that we could only manage to develop, rather than immediately establish, mechanisms to facilitate international cooperation and assistance and scientific advice. The resounding position of most developing countries belonging to the non-aligned movement is for a constructive and programmatic approach to facilitate international cooperation in accordance with a niche appropriate to the convention. This is a reasonable call that the majority of delegations here have found reasonable. We are relieved that we can agree to recruit an additional member of the Implementation Support Unit, which has been indefatigable in its efforts, despite meager resources, to support our work. They deserve so much more. At this conference, we have seen the maturity of many substantive proposals that have been developed by states' parties to enhance the implementation of the convention. These include measures to enhance preparedness, simulation and tabletop exercises and regional cooperation measures, biorisk management standards, surveillance network to protect agriculture and biodiversity, and voluntary guidelines and codes of conduct, among many others. We may have been unable to formally adopt them here, but states' parties will continue to pursue them in good faith with or without the imprimatur of an official document. In closing, Mr. President, allow us to take this opportunity to express our profound appreciation to you for your constructive leadership and to your team, the office holders and facilitators, the Implementation Support Unit, our civil society partners, the conference management staff, interpreters and interns for their hard work. We commend the constructive states parties for all efforts to implement the convention through national policies, capacity building and technical cooperation, experts networks, and exchanges of best practices. We pay tribute to the vast global community of scientists, academics, experts, and civil society organizations that have supported the work of states parties. Thanks to the effort of all stakeholders under your leadership, we passed this latest test for multilateralism. Rest assured that we will not cease in our tireless effort to make this convention work. Thank you, Mr. President.